Chapter 55, Through the Beautiful Gate. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Isaiah 51, verse 11. Mr. Valiant for Truth died. Again, a message went through the city. There came a call for Mr. Valiant for Truth. The same messenger who went to the others brought a message to him. Mr. Valiant for Truth also received a sign. It was the pitcher which was broken at the fountain. When he saw that, he was sure that the call to death was true. Mr. Valiant for Truth understood the message and called his friends. He told them what was going to happen. I will go to the house of my father. My journey is almost at an end. It was not easy. It has cost me much trouble to come here. But I do not regret that I have begun this journey. Then he took his sword. Look, he said, I give this to my successor. And whoever takes my place will not only receive my sword, but also my courage and my skill. Whoever receives them may keep them, but my scars and scratches I will take along, for by these they can see that I fought for him who will be my rewarder. A few days later, the time had come. It was the day that Mr. Valiant for Truth had to depart. Many travelers went with him to the bank of the river. They could not go any further than the water. When he stepped into the river, they remained on the bank. There he went. Listen to what he said. Death, where is thy sting? Deeper and deeper he sank into the water. But suddenly he called, Grave, where is thy victory? This was how he crossed the river. On the other side, the trumpets sounded for him. Mr. Stand Fast called to heaven. Shortly after, there came a call for Mr. Stand Fast. He was the man who was found on his knees on the enchanted ground. He received an open letter, which was laid into his hands. In the letter was written that he had to prepare for a change of life. Because it was written in the message, the master does not want you to stay so far from him any longer. When Mr. Standfast read this, he wondered about it. Would it be true? Was he really allowed to come to his master? You do not need to doubt, the messenger said. Here is a sign that it is true. The wheel is broken at the cistern. After this, Mr. Standfast called for Mr. Greatheart, their guide. Sir, he said, it is too bad that we journeyed together for a short time only. Yet, from the day I knew you, you were very profitable to me. May I ask you something? Of course, Mr. Greatheart nodded kindly. Just ask me. When I left home, I left a wife with 5 little children behind. I know that you will soon go back again. You will go back to the house of your master, and you hope that you may again be a guide for more pilgrims. Are you willing to send someone to my family to tell them what happened to me and what will happen to me soon? Tell them especially that I have happily arrived at this place. Tell them how it is with me now, and how blessed I will be in the end. Also tell them about Christian and his wife Christiana. Show them how Christiana with her children had followed her husband. Also tell them how happy her end was, and where she went. I have little or nothing to send to my family except for the prayers and tears which I had. It will be enough if you tell them that they were for them. Hopefully these prayers and tears will persuade them. And thus, Mr. Standfast set things in order. Then the time had to come to go to the river. He had to hurry. There he went. Happily, the water was very calm. When Mr. Standfast was halfway, he could even stand still for a little while. He spoke with his friends who came with him for some time. "This river," he said, "has been a terror for many people. I also was often afraid when I thought about it. But now it is so easy to stand here. My feet are fixed. They rest upon the ground where the feet of the priests have rested. When the people of Israel went through this Jordan, they stood in the very same place. Here they carried the Ark of the Covenant. It is true, the water is bitter for your mouth and cold for your stomach. But I am going somewhere. They are waiting to bring me to that place. And when I think of this, my heart burns with desire. I have come to the end of my journey. The troublesome days are past. A little while yet, and then I may see him. I may see his head, which was crowned with thorns. Oh, that face which was spit upon, how severely he suffered, and he did that for me. Never before did I see him with my natural eyes. I lived by what others told me. I could believe through the word. But now I will go to the place where I shall live by seeing him. On earth I was always happy when he was with me. But now I will be with him forever. I always loved to hear others speak about him. Yes, when I saw the print of his shoe on earth, I wanted to place my foot there too. His name is as oil poured out for me. It gives such a lovely smell. Yes, he is sweeter than all the incense. His voice has always been very sweet to me. People often long for the sun, but I longed more for his face than for the light of the sun. His word was my food and drink. Yes, it was like medicine for my weaknesses. He took such good care of me. He held me and kept me from wicked things. He strengthened my feet in his way. While Mr. Standfast was talking, his face changed. His strong men bowed themselves under him, so his legs became weaker and weaker. He looked up and spoke one more time, "Take me up, for I come unto thee." Then he was not seen by the others any more, but it was wonderful to look into the opened heaven. It was filled with horses and chariots, trumpeters and pipers, singers and players who played on stringed instruments. They all stood there to welcome the travelers. Look, the travelers went up. Following each other, they entered through the beautiful gate of the celestial city. John Bunyan's Epilogue. What would happen to Christian's children, the four boys which Christiana brought with her? What would be the end of their wives and children? I do not know, and I cannot remain here until they also will have crossed the river. I left the river and continued again. A long time after, when I had continued my journey, someone told me they were still alive. I understood why. They could stay in their place for some time for the extension of the church. I am not able to say more about it. Who can tell? Maybe I will travel that way again. Maybe then I can tell something about it to everyone who would like to know more. God be with you who read this book. Farewell. Explanation. The time had also come for Mr. Valiant for Truth that he had to die. In heaven, he did not need to fight for the truth anymore. Therefore, he wanted to give his sword to his successor. Thus, the Lord will give new fighters for the truth. Mr. Valiant for Truth also received a sign. It was a pitcher which was broken at the fountain. A pitcher is needed to draw water. When it is broken, it is of no use anymore. And without water, we cannot live. When our body is broken down, our time is past. While dying, he asked where the sting of death was. So, death did not bother him. When is death difficult? When the sting is still in it. What is the sting of death? That is sin. But this man knew that his sins were washed away. How happy if you may die like that. The next one who could go home was Mr. Standfast. He knew it was true because he received a sign also. His wheel was broken at the cistern. In order to draw water from a cistern, a wheel with scoops is often needed. That wheel brings the water up. But when the wood is rotten, it will break. Then, drawing water is over. It is the same at the end of our life. Mr. Standfast thought of his wife and five children. He asked if Mr. Greatheart was willing to tell them how happy he was. Maybe his wife and children did not feel like making this journey at first. At the end of his life, Mr. Standfast tried to allure them one more time. The water was calm when this man died. Likewise, also today, there are children of God who die without much fear. When can we die like that? When we may see the Ark of the Covenant. With his Ark, the Lord Jesus is meant. He is the head of his children. The head did not drown, and therefore his people will not drown either. They will come through the water of the Jordan of death, no matter how high it is. Then came Mr. Standfast's end. You could tell when you looked at his face. Also, the strong men bowed themselves under him. What does this mean? Solomon used this image in Ecclesiastes 12. His legs were meant with those strong men. When we are old, they become crooked and begin to bend. That is a sign that death is coming closer. We heard his voice one more time. Then God took him up into his glory. How happy God's people are. For the other ones, it was not time to die yet. They had been at the banks of the river. But for them, the journey was not over yet. We were at the river for some time. We saw God's children crossing it. For them it had become eternity. Eternity never ends. Who can understand the joy of heaven? How heaven shall resound when the bride of the Lord Jesus may be above. What joy there will be with God's children when they may eternally be with their bridegroom. What joy when they may meet each other without being disturbed. Joyful singers will be standing there. John Bunyan was willing to write more about Christiana's children, but nothing came of that. A few years after he had written about Christiana's journey, a messenger came for him also. He was sick for a short time and then died. Now he may be with the Lord forever. Just a little while, and then it will be our turn. Maybe the messenger is on the way already. How will we do in the river? Where will our place be? Enter ye in at the straight gate. Psalter 420, stanza 3. Sing praise, thou chosen Israel, who with the folds of sheep dost dwell. Thou art God's joy and treasure. Like doves on golden feathered wing, in holy beauty thou shalt bring thy praise to God with pleasure. Jehovah scattered kings and foes, redeeming thee from grievous woes. Praise is thy holy duty. For God did choose a mount so fair that Bashan's height cannot compare with Zion's fame and beauty.